Letters of the Rebbe. This is letter 1215, and this is dated the 30th of Slichas, Tavshin Yud Aleph, Brooklyn, New York. And this is a letter that the Rebbe sends to all Jewish people, to all sons and daughters of Israel, in all places may you live. Shalom Abracha. Only the Rebbe can write a letter to all people. This is a letter to all Jewish people, because the Rebbe is the leader of the generation.
1215.
Most people write a letter to their Hasidim, to their family, to their acquaintances, to their what do you call them? To their the people that went to the school, the alumni.
Oh, yeah.
You send to your alumni. You send to somebody. The Rebbe sends a letter to all Jewish people. This is something. Now, the Rebbe's letter states, and this is the Rebbe's first letter, writing as the Lubavitcher Rebbe, as he undertook the leadership before the first year, at his first year. And the Rebbe says, is at the end of the year, as we are preparing ourselves for the new year, for the beginning of the year, which is coming upon us and on all Jewish people for good and for blessing. So each one and one is evaluating for themselves a plan, at least a general plan, from the conduct and the activities, what to do in the coming days, making on good resolutions, good decisions to go up higher and higher. The year Tavshin Yud Beis, which is, that's 1952, going to be in there, but the year Tavshin Yud Beis, which is about to come upon us, is a year of Shemitah. It's a Shemitah year, which is verses based on the verse. The verse says, "Shnas Shabbos Yud Lord Shabbos LaShem, Voice of Shabbos Lord Lachem Loch Ludum Techa." It's a land. It's a year. Quoting the verse, a year of rest for the land. It's a Shabbos to Hashem for the sake of Hashem. The land should rest for you, for eating, for you and your animals, etc. The pasuk. It means very literal. A pasuk, a mikra yisib shuta. But in addition to the very simple meaning, there is a hint, a great hint our Holy Torah hinted to us. And it gave us a very specific plan for the coming year that was prepared for us. Shabbos, Shabbos and Yiloritz. It's going to be a rest for land. Land meaning all materialism, land representing materialism, landish thing that's in our daily life, in our work, should be Shabbos LaShem, should be only for the sake of Hashem. Should be no false views, no false ideas, which cause people to mistake and to push the Jewish people away from their roots, from their source, and from their essence. It's the Derech Hashem. That's the way of Hashem that our father, first father of Ram, has self-sacrificed. He instructed his sons and his family following him that we should keep the way of Hashem. So they have done, and in this way, our people, the Jewish people, have lived for more than 3,000 years, connected by the instruction of Hashem through Moshe Rabbeinu to Avraham Avinu in that way. That this resting of this materialism and spiritual grasp, it's not the goal only when you daven and you study Torah, and then you say to yourself, "Oh, while I'm in business, while I'm eating, etc., similar, then I'm just like the goyim." Okay, maybe when I learn Torah, do mitzvahs, I'm Jewish. But otherwise, I'm just like the goy. This is not our way. We have one God, we have one Torah for the Jewish people. And we are one nation in the land. The unity and the wholesomeness must be in our lives, which is a life of unity, which are based and that are penetrated with one idea, and that is that the Jews, the Torah, and Hashem are really one. It's one unit. Shabbos Haaretz, Shabbos Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, The land should be resting, it has to be in all of our matters. What we eat, even for our animals, for everything. Only in such a type of a lifestyle, that was our existence till now. Through our decision to bring this conduct in actuality in the daily life, also for the future, we will merit to be written and sealed for Hashana Toiva Mesuka, B'Toiva Nira V'Nigla, visibly good and revealed. I am blessing and I am being blessed. And Rebbe signs his name and his mother's name, Menachem Mendel, Ben Chanish. That's what the Rebbe signs it off over here.